Patty Johnson is the Zone Fire Managing Officer for the United States Forest Service in the Gunflint and Tofte districts, and she joins us to talk about fire danger. Morning, Patty.
Morning, Jay.
Well, we did have some fire advisories over the weekend in central and north central Minnesota. Where do we stand in the Arrowhead?
At this point, along the shore, we're watching it very closely as the snow goes off. As the snow goes off, all those grass fuels are available for burning. This weekend, the rest of this week and this weekend is what we'll be paying attention to the shore. As the snow goes off over the hill and up the trail, that's when we'll start paying attention more to over the hill. I would expect with the weather they're calling for this week, 50s and even into the 60s, we may lose all of our snow by Monday. We'll see about mid-trail. Usually, you know, up the trail is the last place that loses snow, so we'll see about that. Usually once the snow goes off, we have a few days depending on what how dry it is in terms of that snow soaking into the ground and providing some moisture that slows fire spread. So at least over the next week, we're probably still in moderate type of fire danger where the snow goes off. Once we have a week of drying or so, and we continue to get this warm weather and our relative humidities are low, that's when the fire danger will really start to escalate.
So I'm assuming people are going to need fire burning permits if they're even issuing them at all.
Yeah, I haven't heard, and I was going to check in on that here today, whether they're going to restrict burning permits yet. I have not heard from the state on that one yet, but people should be paying attention to that, obviously. And people, like I talked about the last time I was on, people just need to be smart with fire. Just because we haven't put on a burning restriction or been campfires doesn't mean that people don't just not do it because it doesn't make sense. You know, people just need to be smart in using fire.
Well, if the snow goes and we don't get rain of any consequence, then that long dry grass is pretty potent stuff, right?
Yeah, all of those fine, what we call fine fuels, which are grasses, leaves, all that type of stuff that kind of cured last fall is available to burn. And that's really what carries our fires in the spring. And our ignition source in the spring is people. You know, we don't have a lot of lightning, so it's the people that are out there having campfires, are burning debris piles. That's where we get all of our spring fires from until about May, when we start to see more lightning activity.
So if people have questions, they could probably call either Forest Service office or the DNR, find out about burning permits.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. We've been talking to Patty Johnson. She is the Forest Service Zone Fire Management Officer here in Gunflint and Tofte districts. Thank you. And keep your matches in your pocket, huh?
That's right.